Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart. Show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is March 16th, and we are just floating right on through this year of 2010. Welcome with me today. It is our monthly meditation. And before I get started, I do want to let you guys know of some upcoming shows and some of the wonderful things that we have for the raffle. Next week, which is March 23rd, we are going to have Melinda Furch talking with us about flower essences. And Melinda is a flower essence practitioner. She really knows her stuff when it comes to flowers, and they are a gentle way to help us heal and move through situations. They're just wonderful support systems. You can check out an article by Melinda in this month's Circle of Self news online newsletter at www.circleofself.org /March HTML. And you can also go to circleofself.org and look for the current newsletter, and that will take you straight there. We are going to have on March 24th at 2 p.m., we're having Charlene Stringfield's Angel Show. This is a paid show. It's $20. You have to go to the Honoring Hour's main page, www.thehonoringhour.com, and go visit Charlene's page. There's a button there for you to go visit her page, and you can sign up for that. You can sign up through PayPal or with check. The checks have to be to me and cashed before the show. So please do. We've got a couple more slots left available for that. That is a private show. You cannot access that unless you are paying for that one. So on April 6th, we have Kate Nucci talking about the ancient code of tones. Kate plays a harp, and she plays music that attunes with your soul. That's how she gets it. And I'm really excited because she just sent me an email saying that my music is done. So by the next show, hopefully I will have listened to that and can tell you firsthand a little bit about that. So the Honoring Hour is next week, actually. The Flower Essence Show marks our 1 year, our official 1 year that we have been on the air here at Blog Talk. So to celebrate, I'm doing a raffle, and I started off with raffling a reading for me, which I really wanted to do. I really enjoy doing readings, and I did some free readings last month through Circle of Self magazine, or Circle of Self newsletter. So I decided that I wanted to include other things. So some of the wonderful donations that we have gotten is Jeff Brown's book, Soul Shaping: Adventures in Self-Creation. You can check out Jeff Brown. He's been one of our previous guests. Most of these people have. He's in our archives. You can listen to him, but his website's www.soulshaping.com. Evidence of Angels, who we just had Susa Scalora on a couple weeks ago. Her book will be one of the things being raffled off. You can check her out at www.myth.com. Suzanne Ward, her book, Matthew, Tell Me About Heaven. Suzanne was also on here a couple weeks ago. Her website is matthewbooks.com. Chris James, who is a fantastic singer-songwriter, just amazing voice. You can listen to one of his songs on my main website, which is www.lightworkerscalltomastery.com. There's also a link from thehonoringhour.com. And you can listen to his song, People Get Ready, but there's so much more that he does, and Chris has offered to donate one of his new CDs and songs. And he's also going to be an upcoming guest, so keep an eye out for his information. Sabine Gevenberg, who you just heard her song, Reach for the Stars, she's donating one of her CDs, The Bigger Picture, as a giveaway. You can check out Sabine's information at sabinevenberg.com. And again, we just listened to a little clip of her as our new music. Elka Vera, an astrologer who will be on the show in May, is also donating a coaching session. Fantastic. So Elkavera.com is where you can learn more about her. So this is just some, and I'm getting more and more people as the time goes on call in or email me and say, I'll donate. So it's $1 a ticket or $5 for six tickets or $10 for 15, and you just need to go the honoringhour.com website. There's a link to that. It tells you what the raffles are, and then you go to purchase a ticket, and it'll let you purchase a ticket or tell you where to mail it in. With that being said, let's start a meditation, because I can tell you I am so ready today for that. I'll start off by breathing deeply. It's very important to have the breath in the body, in every cell of the body when we meditate. And with every breath in, calling our soul fully and completely into every cell of our body, that part of us that is the reason we're here, that part of us that guides us wisely, because it's part of the creative source. But if you call that source God, or Yahweh, or Spirit, or Creator, or Science, where the earth's energy is radiant and warm. Connecting with the very essence of the soul. Inviting her assistance. Within our physical body. Our soul, as well as planet Earth, is calling us to be here present at this time in our lives. No longer is it the way to rise up and meet Spirit, to rise up and go into meditation by coming out of the body. You're now being encouraged to stay fully present when we connect with our creative source, so that we can fully manifest peace on earth. sit and feel the presence of your soul. Let your body speak with you. And feel what it's saying. Spring is coming here on the northern hemisphere. We're readying to reemerge. And there are those of you who are preparing to go into introspection. Either way, your body will start to talk to you, will begin to tell you about habits that you have formed. That are not supporting you. And not just physical habits, but emotional and mental habits as well. The soul will communicate with you through your body, letting you know if you are bringing in something into your reality that is not in complete alignment with your joy. Being asked to follow our heart, follow the true calling and urgings of our soul, every single person on this planet has that same request. This is what invites peace into the world. Because when we are following our soul, our true heart, we find peace within ourselves. And if every single person on this planet can find peace within themselves and can manifest that peace in their own daily life and living, then there will be nothing else but peace, because that will be all that is being manifested right here on our planet. Remember your breathing all the way down to your diaphragm. Calling in every breath clearly. feeling it fully. So that the next breath is a new and pure exchange of oxygen. Allow yourself to focus on your breath. Just let yourself be the state of peace. Let your breathing rhythmically go in and out. Your soul fully and completely present in every cell of your body. You're connected with the pure essence of the earth, reinforcing this place of peace and manifesting it within yourself. A very, very powerful place. The essence of you. And as you remain in this place of peace, knowing that this state within every person on the planet is all it takes to create peace on Earth. Invite others to be in this place as well, simply by setting the intention that you will radiate this place of peace within you to all who you come in contact with, not to give them your place of peace, but so that they can recognize that same place within them And eventually, it will spread throughout the entire world. Anchored deep within each of us, the presence of our soul. In the essence of peace. Made manifest here on the earth because we are connected in this moment to the pure essence and soul of the earth. Remember your breathing, being fully present in your body. Meditation is no longer about leaving the body, but being here. And as you begin to bring your awareness fully and completely into the room around you, stay in this place of peace as you go about your day. I'd like to thank you for joining me today in the monthly meditation on the Honoring Hour. I hope to visit with you again next week on March 23rd when Melinda Furch talks with us about transforming our lives using flower essences. Please do visit the main site, www.thehonoringhour.com, so that you can check out the raffle and also a link to Chris James's music through the Lightworkers Call to Mastery site. And if you haven't already done so, join us on Facebook at The Honoring Hour or follow us on Twitter. You can also become a fan of Circle of Self by going to www.circleofself.org and checking out the current month's newsletter. I'd like to end today by thanking Sabine Vinberg, along with all of the other people who have donated stuff to this raffle. Thank you very much for doing that. And I'd like to share Angel Take Wing by Sabine Vinberg.
partnership, let's